A global anti-smoking treaty is set to become international law. Peru was the 40th nation to ratify the Framework Convention on Tobacco Control, the trigger to enact the sweeping agreement aimed at curbing tobacco use around the world. Countries ranging from Kenya and Mongolia to France and Japan have ratified the treaty. So have Canada and Mexico. The United States has signed on to the treaty, but so far it hasn't been presented to the Senate for ratification. NPR's Debbie Elliott joins us now to talk about the agreement. And Debbie, what exactly is the Framework Convention on Tobacco Control?
Well, it's the first international public health treaty that was negotiated by the World Health Organization. It was a process that took about 3 years, and all the member states of the WHO worked on this document and agreed to the final product. Then it goes back to their respective countries to be ratified. Officials say it's a landmark agreement and that it will tackle the number one preventable cause of death worldwide. The WHO estimates that 5 million premature deaths each year are attributed to tobacco use, a figure officials say is likely to double by 2020 unless smoking rates come down.
And what specifically does the treaty do?
Well, it has a number of provisions and is very broad in scope, covers a lot of tobacco policy areas. In particular, it calls on participating nations to restrict tobacco advertising and marketing. There'll be no more sponsorships, for example, in the countries that participate. They've asked countries to meet new international standards that would raise cigarette prices and impose higher taxes on tobacco products. It requires countries to put large new health warning labels on cigarette packs, to control smuggling and to limit smoking in public places. Now, a lot of those provisions are already on the books in a lot of countries. For example, Canada has very graphic warning labels on its cigarette packs. And here in the United States, as you know, advertising has been limited by the state tobacco settlement. So this treaty is really likely to have its biggest impact in developing countries, where cigarette consumption has been on the rise and which officials say account for about 70% of smoking-related deaths.
Now, here in the United States, as we mentioned, this treaty hasn't yet been presented for ratification.
Right. Secretary of Health and Human Services Tommy Thompson did sign on to the final agreement. However, since then, the Bush administration has not forwarded the treaty to the Senate for ratification. The treaty will become international law 90 days from when the 40th country ratified it, which was yesterday, and that was Peru. But the document will only be binding for those 40 nations and any others that sign on or ratify it in the future. Illinois Senator Richard Durbin has urged the president to immediately send the document to the Senate, and a lot of public health and anti-smoking groups are doing so as well. They say the U.S. should be a leader in this fight against tobacco's death toll.
Well, what's the holdup? What does the White House have to say about that?
Well, it's not clear what the holdup is. A White House spokesman told me today that the treaty is currently being reviewed by the State Department. And when that process is over, there will be, quote, in the White House, a consideration about whether to submit this document to the Senate for ratification.
Debbie, what is the role of U.S. tobacco companies in all of this?
Well, they were very big players during the negotiation process. They were particularly concerned about a lot of the provisions that would water down their marketing and promotion practices, which are very important in developing countries. In particular, Philip Morris is a big player in the international cigarette market. Their Marlboro brand is the most popular in the world. And you see Marlboro everywhere when you travel to a lot of smaller developing nations. And this could change that and really have an impact on the way the company does business.
Debbie, thanks.
You're welcome, Melissa.
NPR's Debbie Elliott.